Milwaukee police say a 26-year-old African-American man, Marcus Bland, was shot to death during a neighborhood fight on Wednesday evening. During a visit this week to Milwaukee, Leon Andrews of the National League of Cities gave the big picture of gun homicides for African-Americans.
We see literally across this country, every 24 hours, 14 young men are gunned down in our country. That's today, that's tomorrow, 14 young men.
But Andrews was in town to do more than deliver bleak numbers. He was part of a delegation that's helping implement President Obama's My Brother's Keeper achievement campaign for African-American males. One site the group toured was Northcott Neighborhood House to see a graduation ceremony for low-income residents who've just completed a job training program. Graduate Lucien Chappelle says during some time in jail, he was able to try to turn things around.
I thought about it going in, like I'm going to lose everything. And it was the grace of God picking me up, having to rebuild the way I thought, believed, and felt. Like, it's not just about who I am and what I am, but it's about where I'm headed in life.
While blacks and Latinos are the main victims of gun homicides in Wisconsin, police say a white male, 20-year-old Nicola Marek, was shot to death on a Milwaukee street last night. Also in Dane County, homicide charges were issued today against a former sheriff's deputy accused in the shooting deaths last Friday of two white females, Ashley Steele and Casey Tolliff's Bull. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.